Is it a sign? While predictions abound about Monday's eclipse, one thing is for sure. Utah roads will be strained as northbound citizens make the drive for the best view. John Gleason with the Utah Department of Transportation says UDOT expects major delays throughout the weekend.
This is a really difficult event to predict because they're not really selling tickets for the eclipse. On a typical day in the Salt Lake Valley, we see about 200,000 vehicles on I-15. We're estimating that we could see an additional 50,000 over the next few days here. So that's a pretty major increase.
The increase will culminate in major delays on Monday as returning viewers join the evening rush.
Once the eclipse is over and done, it's almost like a big game that ends on a game-winning catch and the entire stadium filters out all at once. It's about 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon that traffic is going to be coming back into the Salt Lake Valley.
In preparation for the traffic influx, UDOT is halting several construction projects throughout the state, including repaving on I-15 spanning from Brigham City to Honeyville.
We're recommending that people err on the side of caution and maybe stay at home on Monday evening, or at least off the freeway if you can.
Drivers are advised to keep a full tank of gas, bring water and snacks, and most of all, to not stop on the road to watch the eclipse. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Dennis Stock in Logan.